Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
Hello, everyone. Stu from Bonkers for Bourbon podcast. It is the season for food, family, and friends. Oh, yeah, and bourbon, of course. Join me on this series. I'll be doing 12 bourbon reviews for Christmas leading up to Christmas Eve. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Now it's getting closer. I can't wait.
What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. You may have already heard from the intro, but Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, as today is day one of a new series I'll be doing leading on up to Christmas, as the 12 bourbon reviews before Christmas starts today, December 13th. Day one of our bourbon reviews, where I've kind of held on to some select samples that I saved for a very special series, that being this one. So stay tuned and enjoy, as for your listening pleasures, I got Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, the 2017 batch, which is a special batch. Stay tuned and let's get into it. All right, gang. For this series, I'm going to do into some samples that, in my opinion, should not have water added to it. So I'm not going to be doing the water segments where you add water and kind of see how the flavors change. I want to get into these bourbons straight, neat, nice and rare, really good people. Help me with these samples. I want to enjoy these samples as they're meant to be enjoyed. This one I've been holding on to for a while from Mr. J5 himself. Thank you so much, J5B. And so, Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, it is a common sought-after bourbon that a lot of you have heard of. In fact, I've even done a review on the birthday bourbon already, although it was a different year. This is 2017. So I found a little expose online to kind of talk to you about it. It reads, in 2017, September of 2017, Old Forester Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, America's first bottled bourbon, will introduce the 17th release of Birthday Bourbon, the annual limited edition 12-year-old vintage dated expression hand-selected from one specific day of production. Birthday Bourbon is released each year on September 2nd in homage to founder George Garvin Brown's birthday. The 2017 Birthday Bourbon barrel selection was drawn from a total of 120 12-year-old barrels from different warehouses and floors, all distilled on May 27, 2005. 93 barrels matured together on the fourth floor of G Warehouse, while the remaining 27 barrels matured together on the fifth floor of K Warehouse. Several barrels from both lots basked in the sun, highlighting the effects of maturation along an internal wall of Old Forester's heat cycle warehouses. The bottles hold the standard Old Forester mash bill of 72% corn, 18% rye, and 10% barley. The craft of bourbon making from barrels to bottling is a mixture of art and science. For this year's birthday bourbon, science plays an integral role in the product's story. During the transfer of bourbon from the holding tank to the bottling line, alcohol vapors were lost during bottling, causing the proof to drop. As a result, this year, 2017 year's birthday bourbon will be presented at both 96 proof and 95.4 proof. This distinction is identifiable, ha, words, in the proof statements on the bottles. So they listed the proof on the bottles, huh-duh. The 2017 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon will be on shelves with a suggested retail price of $79.99. Florida and Georgia will receive the 95.4 proof expression, and remaining states will receive the 96 proof expression. Kentucky is the only state which will receive both expressions, with the 96 proof expression shipping first. Whoa! Mouthful. Words. Reading it from start to finish. Cold. Nailed it. Okay. This one is special because, as you heard, they had a little bit of proofage lost while bottling the bourbon. That's interesting. I kind of wonder, were they taking their sweet time? What's going on there? So this particular expression had two proof points, 96 and 95.4. I'm guessing, since I'm imagining this bourbon came from not Florida or Georgia, that this particular bourbon is the 96 proof. Just by odds, for example. So the proof was not listed on the label that was sent to me, so I'm guessing 96. So Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, let's get into this bourbon. Let's take a look of why this bourbon was special this year. And I have to say, little bit of a smart, I would say smart marketing ploy by Old Forster, given that, you know, you release the two proofages, that just makes more for people to collect, more for people to seek out, more for people to buy. Let's get into it. I got a glass poured, a hefty glass, on this Friday the 13th, day one of our 12 reviews for Christmas. By the way, last year I did the advent calendar, that was one review for all 24 days leading up to Christmas. Did not do it this year because the advent calendar this year, the bourbon selections were basically the same as last year. Did not seem worth it to me to do. But we got some special episodes coming this year. Looking at Old Forster Birthday Bourbon. Color-wise, nice and dark, rich. Browns and ambers, a little bit of kind of a golden hue. Let's get into the nose. Ooh, nice strong nose. 12-year-old bourbon, by the way. Ooh, lots of oak, lots of vanilla. I'm getting red fruits as well. You know, I like my red fruit. Little bit of an anise kind of scent in there as well. Kind of that licorice anisiness. Anise. Anises. Anisei? Anises. Yeah, you got it. Mmm. Very beautiful nose. Subtle. It's there, but subtle. Not in your face bang on the nose, but there. To drink along with me, please cheers. I say be true to yourself, screw that people think, and drink more. Cheers, and Merry Christmas out there. Oh, wow. Very, very interesting. So, the initial offering is I received it in my... Well, I need to stop myself there. I received the bourbon down my throat, and the initial flavor was a little subtle and then ends with a bang, almost into the nostrils, in a sense. So, I'm going to take our taste. Because why not? Mmm. Oh, boy. Boy, really woody. I'd say it is definitely got an oak as a driving factor. But it's this flavor profile is that you take it in... and the strength of the bourbon is subtle in beginning and definitely builds all the way in one direction up to the end with a big pop of flavor at the end. Flavor-wise, oak rings true all the way through, following that kind of slight initial offering that builds up to the end, engulfing your nasal cavity and senses in oakiness. The red fruit notes that I got in the nose, I'm not getting in the flavor, but what I am getting is kind of this nice, robust caramel flavor, as well as a little bit of subtle vanilla, and yes, the star anise or the anise flavors are there as well. Take another taste. Yeah, the oakiness, the very back end, nice big pop. I am not getting that warm Kentucky hug down the gullet. You know, 96 proof, it's not bad, but hey, not too burning sensation as well. I am getting a little bit of a little bitterness on the back end at the aftertaste. Take another taste after aftertaste, take another taste. Mmm. Still a great offering, though. I'm still trying to pick up any nuances in it. I'm having trouble. I think I kind of listed the main drivers of the flavors. I want to say maybe at the back end, you're getting just a little bit of a bitter note. I think that's coming from a little bit of pepper or a pepperiness, kind of spicy pepperiness towards the back end as well. Kind of peppery spice, oaky, a little bit of the anise, caramel, and vanilla flavors throughout. You know, Old Forster. I have to say, though, you know, I'm not going to be adding water, of course, so we're not taking a break. That was in the beginning, so thank you for tuning back in. This batch of 2017, I think the last batch I had was the 2018. That was reviewed on my wife's birthday, March 2nd. You can check that out if you want. March 2nd's episode for her birthday, I drank a birthday bourbon in celebration to her, of course. I think I enjoyed the 2018 batch a bit more than this one. If I recall, the 2018 batch had some beautiful, big, nice flavors. And the batch in 2017, which I'm tasting right now, still really good. I just think that I almost want a little bit more out of this one. Maybe I'm just getting greedy when I see bourbons at these kind of price points. Maybe I'm just getting greedy on the flavor a little bit. But all in all, still a really fine quality bourbon. I still would think would be great to trade if people are looking to trade and that kind of thing. But as far as am I going to go out of my way to pay the $1,000 I saw on the secondary market when I was researching this bourbon, no, I will not pay the $1,000. Retail, $79. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I would definitely pay $80. You know what? I would pay $100. You know what? I would pay $120 for this bourbon, but maybe not much more. I'd pay $120. I saw it for $1,000. Saw it for like $600, saw it for $800, saw it for $1,000. No. I wouldn't do that. So my Bombshell Bourbon rating for value, it's valueless. I be the holder, whatever you want to pay for it. So rating withheld on the value. However, flavor, flavor. I am getting a little stingy, I think. I've tasted a lot of bourbons in this series. You guys have been along with me, hopefully. And I know what I like, but I'm also using kind of a fair evaluation where I think it's good, but it does not blow me away. It's not an A bourbon. It's not. In fact, it's not even a B plus bourbon. I am going to give this a solid B, as in boy, solid mid-range B bourbon. B is for bourbon. Good, not amazing, but good, not terrible. I think the whole gimmick or the story behind the two different proofages may have helped in the hype for people's kind of like, ooh, this is a little unique, a little different, kind of cool that they're putting out two different proofages. How much they differ from the flavors to one another, I don't know. So value withheld, rating is a solid B for the 2017 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon batch. I'm guessing the 96 proof batch. Deep breath. Still really good though. Glad I have it. Thank you so much, J5. J5! Have you ever watched the show Blank Man? Oh, Damon Wayans, long time ago, kind of a superhero character. His partner in crime was a robot named J5. Take that reference, mid-90s. So I hope you enjoyed this review on the first day of our 12 bourbon reviews before Christmas. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains, and I'll see you on the next episode. That'd be tomorrow for day 2. Stay tuned, and we'll find out what it is. Merry Christmas out there.